This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. India halted its popular professional cricket league on Tuesday as the country surges past 20 million COVID-19 infections amid growing calls for a national lockdown. Mumbai opened India's first drive-in vaccination center Tuesday. The elderly and those most at risk drove through to get their shots and jabs while staying in their cars. But even though aid is now coming in from other countries, India's healthcare system is falling apart. Hospitals are running out of beds and oxygen and are unable to help many who are critically ill. The UN says there has been excessive use of force by security officers in Colombia after more than a dozen deaths during days of anti-government protests. The United Nations, United States, European Union joined international and domestic critics after official data showed 19 people were killed and 846 injured in running clashes with security forces. A human rights official says dozens of Colombians have been reported missing during the past 6 days of protests. Tens of thousands of Colombians have taken to the streets in demonstrations that began last Wednesday against a proposed tax reform, but have since turned into a broader protest against the government of the president. A British newspaper reported Wednesday everyone aged over 50 in Britain will be offered a third COVID-19 vaccination jab in the autumn, attempting to eliminate the threat from infection entirely by Christmas. The Times reports two options of trials are underway. The first involves vaccines specially modified to tackle new variants. The other option is for a third shot of the three versions already available. This is VOA News. A group of U.S. lawmakers traveled to Sudan on Tuesday and met with government officials. Negotiations are ongoing between Sudan, Egypt, and Ethiopia over a years-long dispute about the giant dam Ethiopia is building on the Nile River's main tributary. Sudan's finance minister says a group of U.S. senators, including Chris Coons from the state of Delaware, are now playing a role in the issue of the dam and the issue of borders between Sudan and Ethiopia. There's a long-time border dispute that centers on land Sudan says is within its borders, which Ethiopian farmers have cultivated for years. Mexico's president on Tuesday promised an in-depth investigation to find those responsible for the deaths of at least 24 people, including children, after the collapse of an elevated metro train line with a history of problems. The vow came as emergency services in the capital worked to retrieve the bodies of victims still trapped in the wreckage of cars that plunged towards the ground on Monday night. Dozens were injured in the accident, one of the worst ever to strike the Mexico City metro, raising questions about a network used by millions every day. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says a thorough investigation will be carried out to know the truth. Monday's incident comes just over a year after two subway trains collided in Mexico City, leaving one dead and around 40 injured. An Egyptian court on Tuesday ruled the container ship which blocked the Suez Canal in March could continue to be held in the waterway, rejecting an appeal by its Japanese owner against detention. The Ever Given, one of the world's largest container ships, got jammed across the canal on March 23rd, and remained stuck for 6 days, stopping traffic in both directions. It has been held in a lake between two stretches of the canal since being dislodged on March 29th, amid a dispute over a nearly billion-dollar damage claim by the Suez Canal Authority for compensation over the incident. The authority has been conducting investigations into the cause of the ship's grounding, but has yet to announce the results. Iraq's health minister resigned on Tuesday after a fire at a Baghdad hospital killed more than 80 people last month, including patients suffering from COVID-19. The government says Iraq's prime minister is also ordering the dismissal of senior hospital officials, including its director. The April 24th blaze highlights the country's healthcare struggles, already lacking trust during the pandemic. Many Iraqis do not seek medical help when infected with COVID-19. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.